Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's December 27, 2023. And tonight we're doing group invocation coaching, where people get in the hot seat and they do whatever kind of invocation they want to do. And I give them feedback. And hopefully everyone learns how to do invocations better. So I'm going to start by briefly setting up a container. This is the fourth time I fired up my Mesa today. So I'm just going to do a brief opening. What I call my shortcut opening. So give me a sec to get that set up.
Excuse me.
Pachamama. Mama Kia. Wiracocham. Inti. Allies, please come. Thank you. Let there be a membrane around the sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Everyone, please be fully passive so the allies can complete the container. Just relax and let them do it, please. There we go. Thank you. All right. We have our container. So this is an event where anyone who wants to get better at doing any flavor of invocation gets to practice with my supervision. And again, the spectators get to get the benefit of that as well. I'd like to take a sec to thank everyone who's here on the live call right now. So welcome to Carrie, Cass, Jim, Ebony, Faye, James, Jeannie, Laura, Marie. We also have Renate, Cherie, and Virika. So welcome one and all. And thanks to all of you and welcome who are joining us via the recording. There's always more people who come in afterwards on the recording than show up for the live call. So welcome one and all. All righty. So first, we've done this a time or two before. So I'd like to first invite anyone who has never been in the hot seat on this event for invocation group coaching. So if that is you and you would like to kick us off, feel free to just unmute yourself and we'll start with you. Virika, hi.
Hi. I don't know if I was 2 years ago, but this year I wasn't in this hot seat. So I have a big question for you. We start invocation with that four calls.
Started with what? I'm sorry?
Four steps, embody awakening.
Embodied
at the beginning.
Awakening? Yeah, I think you said disembodied, but I'm
no,
having
no,
a little trouble understanding you, Virika. Could you state your question again?
The four step embodied awakening.
Oh yes, the four part. Okay.
We need to start with these ones with the four steps.
No, you don't. That is a more advanced optional version.
Okay.
You can do nothing but the 8-word shortcut and never ever do the four step and be just fine.
Okay. So the first thing is, oh my God. I have it here. Maximum embody awakening that serves highest good, please.
Yeah,
That's
that's
the
the
first thing
shortcut. Yeah.
That we start with.
Yes.
Okay, and after, if I have a healing, the same maximum healing, whatever that serves highest good.
Yeah, again, I recommend the phrasing maximum healing that serves highest good, please.
Okay, so no four steps in body awakening. Thank
It's,
you.
yeah, that's optional, but you totally do not have to go through the four steps if you don't want to.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, good. Great question, Virika. Thank you. Okay. Who else has never been in our hot seat who'd like to actually do some invocation work under supervision? Ebony, is that you wanting to volunteer?
Can you hear me fine?
Actually, you're kind of distant and fuzzy. Is there anything you can do to help us hear you better?
Hold on a minute. See if I turn up. Is this better?
Say again.
The steps are still fuzzy.
It's still pretty horrible, actually. Is there anything you can do to help us hear you better?
Think of a call back on the phone. I'll try that.
Yeah, if you're on, I think you're on Zoom, you're not getting a good connection. Why don't you try the phone interface and see if we can hear you more clearly? All right. So while we're waiting for her to come back, if anyone wants to jump in and be next, Ebony can be after you. Laura?
Hi. I would like to refine a healing invocation.
Okay.
We had two people staying with us over Christmas who came down with COVID.
Oh, okay.
So that's my focus.
Okay, so you're wanting to do a healing invocation for yourself? Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And you want to specify it for, are you asking not to get COVID at all or to deal with the COVID you already have? What's the idea here?
Not preferably not to get it at all.
Okay. All right. So that would be a custom healing invocation. And again, the idea with any invocation is ask for what you want as simply as possible. So if you were, can you like imagine a proposed phrasing that would kind of get the idea across to your higher self of what you're wanting here?
I'm not quite sure how to phrase it.
Okay. All right, I'll just something's coming to mind now. You might well, I'm getting the phrasing maximum clearing and healing of any COVID energy in my system to the greatest extent that serves highest good, please.
Okay.
You could even close with so I don't get COVID. So again, that's just a, you just clearly stating I don't, get any COVID energy out of me. I don't want COVID. And then I always
Okay.
close with my karma-free safety clause phrasing, which boils down to the greatest extent that serves highest good, there's just nothing better.
Okay.
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 Is that helpful, Laura?
Yes, that's helpful. Thank you.
And did you want to actually do that? Because again, the concept of this call is not just a Q&A, but to actually do the work. And you
Okay.
have me supervise you as you do it so we can see how it's actually working.
Okay.
Are you up for that?
Sure.
Okay. All right. So let me tune into you here. Good. Okay. All right. So I'll give you first off, when you're doing this kind of work, it's good to be in embodied awakening. In fact, why don't we all on this call go into embodied awakening? Let's just take a moment to get that set up, and that will just make everything go so much more wonderfully. So let me just lead everyone in this. So everyone, please, if you're willing, this obviously just brings your higher self into your human body to the greatest extent that serves highest good. So I invite everyone to repeat after me now, maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. And just relax now, let all the words go. Be as passive as you can. This allows your higher self to come in the top of your head and saturate you like water soaking into a sponge. You're the sponge, it's the water. And while this is happening, please, no effort, no willpower, no trying to make anything happen, no stopping anything from happening. No deliberate visualizing or imagining. Just relax and let the energy come to you. It's feeling pretty strong right now. If you get distracted, just gently return your attention to feeling that energy coming in. If you cannot feel that, just feel your breath come and go passively. Let the breath do what it wants. And the final nuance is to use the absolute minimum effort needed to feel what's happening with energy or breath. And for most people, no effort at all is just perfect. So you might try no effort. Just be for a moment. And if it's zero effort, you still have some awareness of energy or breath, then stay at zero. If you've lost that awareness, add just barely enough effort back to get that awareness. Obviously, the idea is to use the least effort needed to have that awareness, because that leaves more space for your higher self to do it for you. That's feeling pretty juicy. Feels like a lot of us are in embodied awakening. So feel free to continue that process if you wish. And let's get Laura back on here. Laura, you want to unmute again?
Okay.
Are you in embodied awakening? Oh, I didn't even say how to know, so I apologize for that oversight. So, everyone, if you're in embodied awakening all the way, then there's no mental chatter, there's no challenging emotion. It's peaceful and it's effortless. Are you in that space right now, Laura?
Yes.
Good. Well done. Okay. So, let's do that anti-COVID process and see what happens. You ready?
Ready.
All right, so I always like to start before I do an invocation with getting my baseline. So please take a moment to just feel how your body feels and how your energy body feels. Let me know when you have an awareness of that.
Okay.
Okay, so now you'll have something to compare to. So now I don't know if I'll give you the exact same phrasing, but this will get it done. So repeat after me, higher self,
Higher self.
maximum healing and clearing
Maximum healing and clearing
of any COVID-related energies,
of any COVID-related energies
so that I do not contract COVID
so that I do not contract COVID.
to the greatest extent that serves highest good.
To the greatest extent that serves highest good,
This or something better.
this or something better.
Now just relax and be completely passive. Or do you feel those energies coming into you? Just let them come. Is your body shaking or vibrating at all?
I feel a lot of energy, and especially in my hands.
Okay, good. All right, just let it keep coming. The energy in your hands is, I believe, you feeling the heavy energy being released. When you do a healing invocation like this, the heavy energy usually exits through the hands and the feet. And those are really sensitive spots in the palms and the bottoms of the feet. So it's a good a good place to feel energy if you're not overall sensitive. So just let that, yeah. Do you feel a pretty strong flush coming through your body? Yeah. So apparently there was something to clear.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah. So we just relax and let the divine do it. Again, the beauty of healing invocation work is your higher self is very knowledgeable about exactly what's going on and what you need, far more than your ego could ever know. So by simply asking for the outcome, then leaving all the details and technicalities to your higher self, you can get a really good outcome without having to strain your brain to try to do it in a way that isn't even as good as what your higher self could do for you more easily. Just relax and let the energy move. Anyone who is observing, live around the recording, if you are able to feel empathically what's happening, that is helpful. If not, just pick up whatever tips and tricks you can that will help you with your own invocation work. There'll be lots of transferable ideas here. Did the flow just wrap itself up there?
Still feeling it a little bit.
Okay. I felt a wrap up a little.
Okay.
But let's give you just a moment longer. I may have felt it ahead of you. Does your whole body feel more like energy now?
Yes.
That often happens with the healing invocation. So I'm getting they did it. And
Okay.
in terms of the function of this event being to check how you're doing, my perception was that you did a really good job of relaxing and being passive and just letting the energy come through you. It felt like a good strong flow, and you felt like a good open channel for it. So my perception is that you're good at doing a healing invocation kind of process, and I can't think of any ways I would suggest improvement because it looks to me like you did it just textbook right there.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Jeannie, I see that you're unmuted. Did you have a comment or?
Yeah, I did have a comment. I wondered if you wanted my perception
Sure.
on what I thought that there was a little niggling, naggling thing left in her field, just a
Okay.
little bit. And so I thought perhaps just doing the maximum healing or maximum health that serves highest good, please, might just clean it up and make it all sparkly.
Okay, well, good for you. You caught something I didn't. So, Laura, you want to unmute again for a moment? Okay.
Sure.
And I think was it Jeannie? Why don't you lead Laura in that invocation, Jeannie? Because you got the phrasing and I can't remember
Okay, sure.
it.
Hi,
Hi, Jeannie.
Okay.
Okay, let me tell you what it is and then we'll do it. How's that?
Okay, great.
Okay. Maximum health that serves highest good, please. Does that feel congruent with your, does that feel, or do you want to add a little something?
Nope, that sounds good to me.
Okay, let's go. You ready?
Ready.
Okay. Maximum health
Maximum health
that serves highest good, please.
that serves highest good, please.
Now just let the energies come in. Okay, do you feel how, tell me what you're feeling.
It was sort of a subtler form of what was going on before. So
Does
just
it
sort of
feel,
a, just sort of a light flush.
Does it feel like it took care of any leftover any things that you wanted to
Yes.
address?
Yep.
Because I got that it flushed through your very center like a beautiful waterfall, and it had like white with pearlescent purple, and then some other energies came and filled in the periphery. So it feels pretty good to me. Yeah, now there's beautiful other pastel colors.
Oh, great.
As long as you feel okay, then
Yep.
that's what's important.
Yeah,
Okay.
great. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Jeannie. That was awesome.
Okay, I have a question. I mean, I don't know if I'm next, but who I want to be in line.
Well, I had Sarah over in the chat.
Okay, oh, that's right. Yeah, let's.
And who's on the phone here? Someone on.
I muted myself out. I had unmuted myself. This is Ebony. I'm back.
Oh, Ebony, you're back. Oh, good. Oh, yeah, we were. I'm sorry. I can hear you better now, so I'm so glad about it. So
Perfect.
we'll work with Sarah here in a moment because Ebony
Okay.
is back and good to go. And I just wanted to make a quick
Or if
comment.
you want, I could meet out and I could go after her if you like.
No, you're good, Ebony. I want you next.
Okay.
But I want to make a little commentary. Well, I was so intrigued by the difference of perception because Jeannie was having all these really explicit visuals of what was happening, and it just brought home to me, I feel a lot, but I don't have anything like the visual acuity that Jeannie has. So I wasn't getting the purples and the opalescence and all that. And it's just an object lesson that whether you're more of a seer like Jeannie is, or more of a feeler like me. Now, Jeannie may have tremendous empathic sensitivity too, but I definitely err more on the feeling side. I get visuals as needed, but not much beyond that. Just to let people know if you feel like, oh, I'm deficient because I don't have super high visuals or super high empathic sensitivity. Any combination therein will work. In my experience, seeing and feeling are the same thing in the inner world. They're a single sense. Some people lean more toward the visual side, some more toward the feeling side. But don't feel like you're lacking if one or the other is not super strong for you, because as Jeannie and I just demonstrated, it can work from either side. Jeannie, did you have any thoughts on what I just said?
Yeah, I went back and checked and I actually was feeling it first, but I went to go describe it to her and I didn't know how to say, "Oh, I see this beautiful I feel this energy in the center of you and then I feel it, very, very lightly out away from that." And that didn't sound as descriptive of what it felt like. Like to describe how it felt, I had to use the colors. But it was interesting because I didn't realize my visuals were actually second, that I actually get the kinesthetic first. So that was, I just learned something. Thank you.
So basically, you didn't get the visuals until you had to describe it. Is that correct?
Exactly.
Cool. So you and I are both feelers first, and then visuals come in as needed to communicate to others.
Yeah, and most of the time I don't even do the visuals. You know, I
Yeah,
mean normally, but I had to say something and it was easier.
that's cool. All right. So we both just learned something there. Thank you, Jeannie. And
You're welcome.
I just want to comment. I love it when members jump in like that who have a certain amount of development and skill, because I don't want to be the only guy offering insight here. I love it when all of us who have the ability step in and give their support. So I really appreciate what Judy just did. And if anyone else has that ability and is inspired to jump in and help, just jump in. I love it. Okay. All right. So Ebony, now that we can hear you, tell us what kind of invocation you would like to do.
Okay. So I have a little bit of back issues. I had a colostomy bag a couple of years ago. It fell off. During that time, I had a hernia which came back. And so I'm kind of thinking that my hernia is caused by my belly poking out. And so it's a two-part question for this one because I have on a tummy brace at the moment. It's kind of like a tummy brace, kind of like a waist trainer, only it's not tight, just to like hold in my tummy. So the question is, if I have this on, will it still work? Because every other time I've done this, I haven't had on anything on my belly. So that would be the first question.
All right, so you're
And
wondering,
then
will
the
the invocation work if you're wearing a belly brace?
yeah it, like
Okay,
if I'm constricted.
the answer is absolutely it will work. Yeah.
Okay.
So the invocation,
Okay.
the divine doesn't care what paraphernalia you're wearing. It can bring energy in no matter what.
Okay. So great.
So no
That's
worries
my
about that.
first one.
Okay.
Okay. So I want to learn properly how to do it for myself. And then on the side note, I have a dear friend who has back issues. Really, really, really bad. And I would like an invocation to help her, like from a distance, if I can.
Okay. All right, so that's two different ones, and the format of this event is I would work with a person on a single. So yeah, I think you're asking how to do a healing invocation for yourself and then how to do a holo read invocation for your friend. And I'm just gonna ask you to pick one or the other for our practice.
Oh, well, then I'm going to have to pick myself because I'm on call. So,
Okay.
okay,
So
I'll
you're
do
picking.
myself.
Okay. All right. And are you asking for a particular healing? Is there a particular thing you want help on?
Now that's a good, great question. I have a autoimmune issues. That's what caused me to have to get the colostomy bag. And so maybe now I'll need you to help me with that part. That's the part I don't know. Should I ask for overall healing, or should I ask for the help with the autoimmune that comes and goes? It
Well,
doesn't
that's like,
totally stay away.
okay. Well, that's your decision. You have to make a free will choice about exactly what you're going to invoke. And of course,
Okay.
you can invoke your whole
Let
life. So it doesn't matter really which one we do. You're just here to learn how. And then you can take that knowledge and apply it
Haha.
to endless healing invocations on your own.
Okay, so let's do overall health, and then I'll be able to choose it for other things.
Okay. All
And
right.
so,
So we'll do a slightly customized maximum healing for overall health that serves highest good. How's that?
Okay.
Okay.
And so I'm sitting in a chair,
Okay.
breathing real calm.
Okay. All right.
Maximum hit.
All right, so you're kind of leading the horse here, so let me lead you. Is that okay?
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. It's my first time. Oh,
It's all right. You're
sorry.
great. You're great. Okay, so close your
Okay.
eyes and relax.
All
And
right.
just become aware of how your body feels already. And if you can feel your energy body, feel that too. So, do you have a current awareness of how your body and energy body feel already?
I guess so.
Good.
The energy body is questionable, but my body, yes.
Okay. So the energy body would be any tingly kind of energy you feel in or around you. That's called the aura or the energy cocoon.
Okay, thank you. I'm
Does that,
good.
all right.
Okay.
Can you have any, do you have any awareness of that part right now?
Yes, I do.
All right, so just feel where it's at. We're not changing anything. We're just noticing what's already there. And we're going to compare later to what has changed. Okay.
All right.
Okay. All right. So you're ready to do this customized healing invocation?
Yes.
So repeat after me, speaking to your higher self, maximum healing
Maximum healing
for overall health
for overall health
that serves highest good, please.
that serves highest good, please.
That's all the words. Relax and just go passive. Just hold general full body awareness. I felt the energy shift immediately after you said the words. Did you feel that energy shift in your whole body?
Oh, I'm still waiting for it.
Okay. All right.
And
So
I
what,
feel something.
you do feel something? Okay, so just relax and feel whatever you feel. You don't have to get analytical about it. And just relax. Now your full passivity is really important. Just relax completely. And just for a test, yeah. So use just the least effort required to feel what's happening in and around your body energetically. Can you feel that energy working?
Yeah, I feel something.
Yeah. So you're feeling the current of energy coming through your body, right?
Yes.
Good. So just relax and feel that. I can tell a part of you is a little surprised that you can feel that, and it's a little weird. Is that true?
It's interesting because I felt something in my belly. I'm like, oh,
Yeah. So again, they're
okay.
going to work everywhere. You ask for a full general healing,
Ah,
and your higher self,
yeah.
it knows exactly what you need everywhere. And so you're getting just a smorgasbord healing right here. They can be doing a whole.
Wow.
If they can do a whole bunch of stuff at once, if you
Okay.
offer a general healing like that. So you just relax, and yeah, I can, if I'm feeling correctly empathically, there's a whole lot going on in all parts of your body.
For
So just
sure.
try to hold just a general awareness of the whole body and the energy body, just the best you can. And don't try to understand it. That'll drive you crazy. But just feel it. Just you'll be able to feel little energetic things happening here. There, some might feel good, some might feel kind of challenging. Just be with them and let them be what they are. They'll help you either way. I'm feeling a little sadness coming up, a little sorrow. Are you noticing that at all? Some emotion arising?
Not per se sadness. I feel a little bit of stuff in my n nasal area. I
Okay.
wouldn't say sadness per se at the moment, though.
Okay. All right. So I think what's happening, based on my prior experience, is that it sounds weird, but I think I'm feeling what's happening inside you a little more than you are. And
Probably so.
I know how crazy that sounds, but I'm so freaking sensitive
No.
that when I'm tuning in like this, I can sometimes feel a bit more than someone who's not quite as sensitive. So I'll just ask for a little faith, just trust that I'm perceiving correctly.
Maybe I trust that you're perceiving correctly because the whole issue of me having to have a bag and then the hernia now, it does make me sad. It does. I try to think about it.
So are
And
you?
I wouldn't say I'm sad at the moment, but I believe you and what you're picking up because this is underneath my exterior, you know.
And what?
That's what I just caught.
Okay, good. Good perception. Okay. Yeah, so off what I felt was some sadness arising in correlation to the physical healing. And it's very rare that even when someone asks for even just a purely physical healing, that there isn't some kind of emotional release that comes up behind it. Either because that emotion was all stored up because of the challenge they've had from that problem, or sometimes because that challenging emotion was what led to the problem in the first place. Could be
Probably
either or
so.
both. Yeah. So
Yeah, a little both.
when you're healing, just let yourself feel physically and or emotionally and or energetically whatever's happening. And what I've found the most helpful is just to be with whatever is happening. Don't try to change anything, especially if it's challenging. Just let it be as challenging as it is. With these invocations, you're guaranteed that there won't be overwhelm, and your higher self will only bring up as much as you can deal with at any given time. It might be challenging, but it won't be too much. And in all the 12 plus years I've done this, I've never had a report of overwhelm. So I trust that that works. There you go. Can you consciously feel any of that energy flushing out your hands or your feet right now?
Yes, my hands was on a chair, so I just had to like kind of move them.
Okay.
Yeah, I can feel it. I
Okay, good.
can.
Yeah. So that's the stuff releasing. When you do energy healing, all the heavy energy that's being flushed up has to go somewhere. So it usually flushes out the hands or the feet. Those are the most easy release points in the body for most people. And it goes down to Mother Earth. She happily takes that and will process that for you. So just let that release. Again, keep your main energy on the body, but there will be at least some awareness of the releasing energy too. I felt you just shift there with a little bit more easy energetic awareness. Are you by chance noticing that it's a bit easier to feel the energy now than a moment ago?
It's definitely moving.
Okay, good. Okay. So again, that was my perception. I'm not sure if it's what you're actually experiencing, but that's what I got.
Yeah, it's kind of, like you try to hide some stuff, and well, what can you hide from spirit when they know everything? And so
Right.
we can
And
put up a
again, here's the
tough
trick.
exterior.
Right. And again, what the society teaches us to hide from the unpleasantness. That's what we're all conditioned to do. Okay. But if you're actually going to heal it, there is a shamanic axiom. You have to feel it to heal it. So until you are ready, willing, and able to completely feel the challenging energy, whether it's physical or emotional or whatever, you're not going to fully release it. And
Thank
that's
you.
what
That makes sense.
So the healing invocation makes it safe to feel that because again, your higher self will not bring up more than you can do. And so the idea is just to sit with it, feel it completely, 100%, no filter. And that's what, and often if you're willing to feel something like that, that will be the last time you have to feel that bit of challenging stuff. Once it flushes out your hands, your feet, it's gone. It's not coming back. That's a permanent release. So this is not just band-aids. This is, full and final healing of whatever flushes out of you. Okay.
Appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Welcome. So how do you feel compared to when we started, Ebony?
Lighter.
Good. Okay. Now,
I
if you,
feel lighter.
yeah. So now you have a more experienced sense of how to do that later on your own. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And let me just make a quick note. I often get feedback from people who've done work like this with my facilitation. They try it later on their own and say, it's not as strong. And especially in this container where it isn't just me, but we've got, a dozen other people on the call and more, holding energy from the recording later, who are all supporting you. So you have a lot of help right now.
Right.
And you won't have
Right.
that same level of help when you're doing it on your own. I mean, your higher self will still be there, and that is all you need. But don't be disappointed if it's not quite as strong or quite as easy at first when you're doing the same thing later on your own, because it can take a while to get up to where you can feel as much intensity of energy on your own as when you're being supported by a group. Okay.
Makes sense.
Okay. So any last questions, Ebony, before we move to the next person?
No, I don't want to take up all the time. Thank you.
You're welcome. And again, you were very helpful because I, from my perspective, I got to express a lot of really core principles about how to do invocations with you as the illustration for that. So don't feel like you dominated too much time. You were a beautiful, vehicle through which I could do a lot of good teaching.
Awesome.
So
Thank
thank
you
you.
so much.
My pleasure.
I want to mute out now.
All right. Okay. So, Sarah, if you are on the call,
I am.
oh, good. So, yeah, are you willing to work with me interactively?
Yes.
Okay. So you wrote that you had a surgery. I'm not healing well. You're going for full body healing. Is that correct?
I had a second surgery.
Okay. So you want just full body healing, not with any particular focus beyond that? Is that correct?
Yes, I am wondering why my picture hasn't come up. Let's check this out.
Something's happening.
Well,
Well, it went
I
from
had,
your name to black.
I know. My mine is just there it is.
There you are. Okay.
Yeah, I just I had I can't seem to get a profile picture up that have lovely backgrounds, and then
That's all right.
if I want the background but I don't want to be seen, I just put something in front of the camera like that.
Yeah,
Anyway.
whatever. Okay.
Yeah, so I had a skin cancer surgery.
Okay.
It seems to have exacerbated my pain from the
Oh.
whole hip replacement.
Okay.
Pain got worse, and yesterday they, took the stitches out, and I feel terrible.
Oh, well, let's see if we can do something about that then.
Yeah, I haven't been eating because it hurts to open my mouth, so.
Ouch. Okay, yeah. So, all right. So, let's just do some full body healing and see if that helps. Okay. So, as you tune into your full body right now, if 10 is it just feels as awful as you can imagine, and 0 is it feels just perfect, how intense is the unpleasantness in the body right now? 0 to 10.
Seven.
7. Okay. So just close your eyes a second, feel that. So you'll have a baseline to compare. Let me know when you've got a real good read on the whole body feeling.
Yep.
Okay. All right. So please repeat after me. Maximum full body healing.
Maximum full body healing.
That serves highest good, please.
It serves highest good, please.
All right, relax and just, do you feel the energy coming in?
Yeah, maybe. I don't
Okay,
know.
good.
I've got a lot going on.
Okay. All right, I felt it fire up immediately after you said the words. So my perception empathically is that you've got a good downpour of energy coming over your body. So your job is just to relax the best you can. The more passive you are, the better it works. And I feel some stuff getting stirred up in your tummy, a little nausea perhaps.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's all part of the healing. So,
Oh, I had it before too.
okay.
Yeah.
All right. So they're working that along with everything else it feels like. So the idea is maximum passivity. Allow yourself to feel whatever is happening, whether it's pleasant or not. And there you go. I feel like you've really relaxed into just being with what's happening. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Good. That's good. That passivity there is perfect. Now I'm starting to feel some of the energy starting to slowly come out your hands and feet. It's still kind of thick, but they are starting to push it out. And are you feeling your body a lot more like energy right now?
More.
All right. So you're shifting into more energetic awareness, which will definitely help the healing. Yeah, I'm feeling heat in the feet. stuff slowly coming out the hands. So just patience is needed right here, and patience and passivity, the two P's. That's all you need right now.
That's all I got.
All right, that'll be enough. So what I'm feeling right now is mostly what's happening is it's like the energy is slowly pulsing throughout your body. And they're just kind of working everywhere, and just kind of as much as anything, they're checking it out. They're kind of feeling into what's happening in a very deep way. So mostly they're just educating themselves about you right now, it feels like. And now I feel more energy. Now they're aware enough that they can start the energetic shifting. And I feel now patches of energy firing up in different parts of your body, quite a few of them. Yeah. So they're very actively engaged in many parts of the body, more than I could possibly describe. So you just relax and just have the general overall feeling of what's happening. And however much you do or don't feel, they can still be helpful. And for you, I think you're advanced enough to just to be able to know the awareness is placed where it's needed in the moment. Is that true, that you can just relax and awareness kind of just goes where it's needed automatically?
Definitely.
Yeah, so just let that happen. Good. And can you feel how there's several points of awareness in your body at the same time?
Yes.
Good. So just that appears to be effortless, that you're doing great. Just let that run. Just effortless awareness. There you go. Yeah. And now I'm feeling more flushing. It feels like we're having accelerated heavy energy release out the hands and feet. That's great. And of course, all that goes down to Mother Earth, and she is delighted to take that from us. So just let it pour out. Oh. And for those who are able to perceive, Sara's doing a really great modeling of how to just relax and let the divine work with no resistance and no getting in the way by trying to help beyond passive awareness. She's doing a really good job here. There's all kinds of subtle things happening all over you. That's really good. Right now, does your body feel more like solid matter or more like energy?
More like energy right now.
Yeah. That's a standard signpost of a good healing round. Partway through, you'll feel more like energy than flesh because you're more awakened. And when that happens, everything, including your own physical body, feels more like energy than before. So just let that awareness be what it is. Keep holding easy, effortless awareness of the whole body. So it appears to me that there's a significant part of you now aware of your pure light being. I mean, you're basically waking up more consciously as your higher self. Do you have that conscious awareness right now?
I think so.
Good. So just it's dual, like there's still part of you aware of what's happening with Sara in the body, but there's also a significant percentage of you now awakened as the higher self, next level up. Is that true in your awareness?
Yes.
Good. So just be co-present with both. It's effortless, right? It's just all there without even trying, right?
Yep.
Good. So just let all that be there. Good. That's interesting. Even though the two are separate, there's a very powerful energetic connection between them. How can I verbalize that better? I don't know how to say it better than that. So just be aware effortlessly of both. There's a new state coming in. Just let that be present. Is it true that you're mostly conscious as higher self and just minimally present in the body right now?
Yeah, I
Yeah.
just
They've taken you out so they can heal it a little better. It's like they had to, release you from it. So they're now doing some healing work in there that would be a little difficult to experience if you were in the body more fully. So it's kind of like they temporarily evacuated you so they could work on the shell, and then they'll put you back in when they're done. So we'll, yeah, there they go. Yeah, they're cleaning that physical body up really well right now. It's almost like a spiritual fumigation. I
that's probably what I need.
guess that was more of a metaphor, but that's just kind of what it feels like. So just hang out and let them work on that physical form. Whoa. That body feels so much cleaner now. Can you feel the difference in awareness in the physical body now?
Yes.
That's kind of a lot more bright and shiny.
Yeah, my
Good.
hip's not hurting so much. My stomach is better.
Good. Okay. So the but you're
Eyes.
still but
Yeah,
you're
my eyes
still mo
started to tear and I've still got a headache, but
good. All right. But still most of you is not even in the body yet, right?
yeah, I think that's true.
Okay. So again, they're now okay, now they're starting to bring you back together a little more. So just let them reintegrate you slowly, and they're going to be very methodical about this because there's a lot of reconnection they need to do. So just let them slowly bring it all back together. It's like they're, God, that's fast. They're doing so much rewiring, and it's just like faster than I can even keep up with. And there you are. Do you feel like you're fully present in your body again?
Not completely,
Good.
but my mood is lighter.
Okay. What I'm getting is a little bit of a both and. It's like, can you feel how a lot of your divine consciousness is there in the body?
Yes.
And yet there's also a separate you outside the body as a pure being of light at the same time?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it's a both and. That's beautiful. Let's check your body. How does it feel now compared to when we started your healing round?
Less pain.
Good. Okay. All right. They're telling me we did what we could in that time frame. They're happy to keep working on you now if you wish, and anytime you call them.
Yeah. I haven't been able to wear my glasses because where these stitches were has got so sore. It feels better now.
Good. Okay.
And I'm hoping I can put my glasses on because I'm very, very nearsighted. It's hard to get around without them.
As long as you're willing to make a spectacle of yourself. Ha
Always
ha ha
happy to.
ha. Okay. All right. Does that feel complete for your round, Sarah? Sarah, I'm
Yes,
sorry.
especially if they're going to continue to work on me. I bless and thank the allies and bless and thank everyone here who has participated in this healing and wish you
Oh.
all a sacred and joyous time of year with the light coming back.
Oh, thank you. And Tina just typed, Sarah, your voice even sounds lighter and brighter.
Oh, that's good because I've been really miserable all day. I don't have
Oh
any heat in my house, and
my
it really
gosh.
hasn't bothered me till today. And
Okay.
I was feeling very sad.
Oh.
I don't anymore. Thank you so
Well,
much.
good. I'm so glad that your spirits have lifted along with everything else. All right. Thank you so much for stepping up, Sarah.
My pleasure.
Okay, is there anyone else who's on the live call who has never been in the hot seat before on this event for invocation practice who would like to step up? And Jeannie also typed agree with Tina, voice is better. So anyone who'd like to jump in and be interactive with me who has never hot seated before on this invocation practice event? All right, last call for newbies to the hot seat in this event. Okay, that means we're opening up to anybody. So anybody on the live call who would like to practice invocation, please unmute and we'll put you in next. We still have about 40 minutes to go. This is a 90-minute event. So Jeannie unmuted and Sherry typed to me in the chat. However, on this event, it doesn't matter what you type, you just got to unmute. So Sherry, you're welcome to unmute. We got it lined up, Jeannie and Tina and Sherry. So what I'd like to do is have Jeannie next, since you're muted, and all the other people unmuting. Let's unmute you back, and we'll just open it up each time, and then it'll be first in will be the one. So, Jeannie, did you want to be next?
Hi, yes. And because there's so many of them, I would like to just, do my invocation and have you help, say yay or nay. It's a good one.
Okay.
And then at the end of the call, then maybe say a few more comments. But I really want to practice as many different ones as we can. So here I go. I'm going to give you mine.
Okay.
It is. And you might say, yeah, that's not that good. Maximum prosperity with cash that serves highest good, please.
Okay.
What do you think?
Are you asking me to critique the phrasing?
Yes.
The problem with saying cash is that is explicitly about paper money or
Okay.
coin.
Okay.
And most currency is not that anymore.
Aha.
So that could be an unintentional example of tying God's hands by saying the money has to show up physically.
How about prosperous accounts? How does that hit you? No,
Well,
that
that,
doesn't hit me
why
very
not just
well.
maximum financial prosperity that serves highest good?
Oh, that's perfect. Okay, wonderful. Can you do it for all of us and I'll do it with you? Or was it just for me? Whatever you want.
The point of the call is for you to practice and everyone else to watch and learn so
Oh,
they can do it on their
okay.
own. So yeah. So why don't
Okay.
you do it and I'll witness and give you feedback.
Okay. Maximum financial prosperity that serves highest good, please.
Okay, so relax. Wow, do you feel that energy firing up?
Oh, yeah. It's really perfect.
Okay, and as it's happening, I'll just make a commentary. Again, what's happening here is not money dropping into your head, but what's happening is an energetic opening to easier manifestation of abundance in the future.
Okay.
So this is not a direct law of attraction thing where you're calling it in physically right now. You're basically asking for the energetic rewiring so that you attract abundance more easily from now on. So
Okay.
just to clarify what I'm perceiving happening. So yeah, that's kind of a fast, intense vibration through your body. Is that correct? Are you feeling
I am feeling it. I felt it before I even finished the invocation
that? Okay.
because the way you said it with the financial prosperity really just it felt very flowing. It still feels that way.
What I'm perceiving empathically in you is there's a very fast and very intense vibration. Are you perceiving that as well?
Yes.
All right. So that feels like a shake-up energy to me. So what I believe is happening is they are getting in there and shaking up whatever blockages there are that have been preventing more abundance for you.
Okay.
So they're in the This feels like they're going to be doing a two-step cycle. First, they stir it up and then they flush it away, but they're just shaking up right now. So
Okay.
just relax and feel that intense vibration. Now they're getting in there and shaking up the stuff that's blocking your abundance. And you just have to be patient until they get done and start to flush. And anyone who's on the call or on the recording who's sensitive enough to feel that, if you're feeling that high intense shaking, that's what I perceive is happening with her right now. And of course, being the empath that I am, my body is shaking with you.
Yeah, I opened up some of my feet chakras so that I wouldn't shake so much.
Well, if you got a trick that works, let me know, because I've tried for years not to shake, and it's been totally futile.
Well, I also did not shake so much. I opened up my central channel just 1% bigger, just a teeny tiny, so I can, accept more from the divine.
Okay, good. All right, but I still feel it shaking up big time. And
Yes.
so again, whether I have no idea if you're physically shaking or not, but energetically, right?
I am. My legs are definitely, yeah,
Yeah, but I just
absolutely.
feel this intense shake up energy through your whole body. They're just kind of loosening up.
Yeah. Well, I got this, image earlier when we were doing this that you, before I we both started shaking, that they, the divine, were actually shaking a money tree.
Oh wow, I love it. Okay, I have to jump in.
Yes.
I felt the flush start about 15 seconds ago. So now I don't feel the shake anymore, but I feel like they're flushing heavy energy out of your hands and feet.
Yeah, my left foot especially.
Good, so just let it flush away. This is that heavy energy that was blocking abundance. And of course, that goes down to Mother Earth. She's delighted to take our heavy energy, so just let her have it.
And now I'm still.
Now it's shaking again. Yeah, that was a very quick flush, and now they're shaking up another round. So just let it shake. And all this noise I'm making is just shamanic things happening. Oh, they're on the verge. They shook it up, and now it's just like poised to release here. And we'll just let them poise there as long as they need to. Now it's slowly starting. Yeah, feel it slowly starting to release out the hands and feet now.
Actually, I feel it the strongest in my heart chakra, and it's like a energy flow all the way through now, through the central channel from that
Okay.
area. Like maybe the blockage was there, and now it can flow from there all the way, open up.
Oh, good. So I am not perceiving that, but I totally trust that you are. What they're showing me empathically is slow but increasingly easy release out the hands and feet. There's a lot of heavy energy getting kind of flushed out. It's
Yeah, I'm popping around.
halfway between a flush and an ooze. But
Good work.
it's getting more watery and more easy releasing as it goes. And is it true that you're starting to feel more like an energy being than before?
Yes, I have a lot more of that. Like I'm very expanded, expansive. But at the same time, Benjamin, I am getting sensations physically as well, like in my intestines and whatnot.
Sure, that's all. Yeah, they'll run all that at the same time.
Okay.
So, yeah. Do you feel more like energy than flesh now?
Yes.
Good. That's a good standard hallmark of a good healing round. So just be with what's happening. Yeah. Well, you feel so much more luminous now. So yeah, they've cleared a lot of the heavy that was blocking your natural luminosity. So that's definitely a very good sign. They've got a little more to do.
I'm breathing completely differently, and my
Good.
voice just changed, like
Good.
Tina noticed earlier for the other person, for Sarah.
Yeah, I feel like they're going to keep working you as I bring the next person into the hot seat. But do you feel noticeably different now?
Yes, I am sure they're going to keep on working.
But my perception is you're a lot more clear now. They did clear a lot of that heavy that was blocking your abundance, and that should make it easier to manifest now.
Yeah, I'm just curious if you feel anything in my throat or upper fourth area chakra area on my ear. Anything from the heart up. I feel very Like it's not cleared there, but everything below my heart and my heart is are clear. And I'm not, it's like maybe it wasn't part of this healing. And if I just hold still, they'll finish whatever is connected to this healing to heal that also.
Right. And again, what you asked for was the opening of abundance. And at the human level, it's hard for us to know exactly where they need to work to make that happen. So you didn't ask for a full body complete healing. You asked for a particular thing, and they're going to focus mostly on
I see.
the things that directly relate to that request. Does that make sense?
Yes. Okay.
So I would say just let them work and don't worry about full and complete hearing of feeling of the whole body. Just let them do what you asked. Later, you can invoke again for full body clearing and they can do
Sure.
that later. That makes sense.
Sure. Well, I might have already had a lot of that with Sara, and so yeah.
Could
Okay.
be. Okay.
And Ebony. Okay, thank you.
Okay, well done, Judy. Thanks. All right. So looks like Tina has unmuted. You want to be next?
Yes, I do.
All right, Tina. So what specific healing would you like to, I'm sorry, let me rephrase. What invocation would you like to practice tonight?
Well, I have a question. Can I
Okay.
include my cat along with me?
You can do a
Because
Paul, well, you can do a hollow reed invocation by flowing energy to your cat, yes.
well, we both are exposed to mold right now. And I'm taking care of a family friend and have had to stay in his house for the past 2 months because he's I fell a few times and I've already had really bad toxic. It's so bad right now. Like I feel like my stomach wants to explode. It hurts so bad. I'm getting bumps on my foot. So I know, and she's starting to hide under the bed. And it's like I just would like her included on this. But maybe I don't know that you can do that. So
Okay. Can I just, before we go further, can I give you a practical suggestion?
yes.
I lived in a house that had a really high mold content for several years without really appreciating how bad it was. And it was so bad that I started experiencing cognitive decline. That's how bad it was. And when I actually
That's
got
yes.
tested, I
It's
had a
happening
mold.
to him. Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, I had a particular mold indicator after a blood test that should have been 15, and it was like 2 or 3,000. It was insanely high. And it took
That's sort of what I already did experience that. And now the thing is, I see it happening to this man, and he
Okay.
didn't want to do anything about it. And I sort of had a nervous breakdown almost this morning because I can't do this to myself again because I know I'm getting things on my throat and also being so energy sensitive.
Yeah.
And it's
So,
like, it's hard for me.
I understand that. So, what I'm saying is, it took me literally taking charcoal supplements for 2 years to clear that mold out of me.
I
Yeah.
know, I know, I know. It's like, why did I do this to myself? I guess that I started the
Okay.
charcoal, the bentonite clay, everything.
So,
I'm like,
it sounds like, is there any, just on a practical, is there any way you can persuade the man to move out of that house so that he, the
he
mold doesn't?
won't. He has this mass, like he's later, he's like in his 70s some. We had a mold inspector here today, and he has this beautiful train thing that he hasn't been able to be in the basement. It's been leaking for 30 years, I found out. So
Okay.
I can't even imagine how bad. And he denied that it was leaking in the attic. So I ended up
Okay.
getting them up into there anyway, and you can smell it. I mean, it's so bad because
Okay,
of
so
my sensitive, my
Tina,
awareness.
so you might look
I'm
to
in the Yukon and out of the house. So I'm not staying in. I'm
you're out of
going
the
back to
house.
Yukon. I am in my Yukon right now. I will not stay in that house anymore.
Good.
I can't.
So but it sounds like you're spending significant time in the house to care for him, is that
I
correct?
have to go in and say, but I will not. I was. Will not sleep in the house anymore.
Okay,
And
that's
I'll
a
go
step
and use the
up.
bathroom and maybe cook him dinner, but I can't do it anymore.
No, I think you're very, I mean, I'm not a big fan of martyrdom. And it sounds like every time you step in there, you're in a sense kind of martyring yourself to care.
I have. I've been. Yeah.
Yeah. And again, you have free will choices and you can do as you wish, but
I did it because that's all I know is to take care of others, not myself. So this is my lesson, Tina. Look what you're doing again. You're giving up yourself to take care of somebody
yeah, and you'll pay us a steep price for that. Yeah. Okay.
that.
So are you okay, Tina?
Yeah, just. I
Okay. So
feel really alone, and I'm really grateful for places like this.
well, we're happy to have you as part of our family.
Oof.
So I'm glad you're here too. So now that we've dealt with that, kind of burning issue right there, what kind of invocation would you like to do to help you right now?
Whole body, whenever I can, the whole body,
So a full
even
body
just that
healing.
emotion right there helped. Yeah, it helped release some of the tightness in
Okay.
my stomach.
All right. So are you ready to invoke it? You ready? All
Am ready.
right. So speak to your higher self the following. Spirit that I am.
Spirit that I am.
Maximum full body healing
Maximum full body healing
on all levels
on all levels.
that serves highest good.
That serves highest good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Right now, you just relax and become passive, please, and let the energy come in. All right, so I don't feel a lot of incoming energy. So if you're not completely passive,
I thought it
remember
was,
that.
so let me try.
Yeah. So again, to receive, I'll just run the list. No effort, no willpower, no trying to make anything happen, no
I'm just trying
stopping
to
anything from happening.
concentrate on my breathing,
Not
which
even
I'm doing
that.
myself.
Not
Okay.
even that.
I was just trying to get myself back calmed down to do that. Okay.
Okay. All
Whew.
right. So
Let's
try
just
to
get my.
follow my guidance here, Tina.
I
Okay.
am. I will. Okay.
Okay. So can you feel your body?
Yes.
Do you also have awareness of your energy body?
Hold on one second. Because I have a heating blanket on me and I think it might be distracting, but it's good. They're horrible for your body anyway. I didn't put them in my body. Now I can maybe feel my body better.
Okay.
Oh my
So,
God, that's better.
Tina, your voice has become very muffled.
Okay, let me. Okay, I'm on a headset. Let me take it off.
Yeah, that's not a great headset, I don't think. Let's see what it sounds like
Okay,
without
close.
that. That is like
Okay,
a
I'm back. I'm back. I lost you there for a minute because I
no,
didn't
that
have
is so much better.
headsets.
Okay. So I'd
Okay.
like you to take a moment and just do nothing because
Yes,
you
we're
feel
better now
free.
that
Okay, so
yes.
Tina, I'm going to ask you to only speak when you have to. And notice that right now you're kind of keyed up. Do you feel that? I'd like you to just feel your body as it is. Not judging, not changing, just feeling it exactly as it is. You feel all that nervous energy in there?
My gosh, yeah.
Okay, so just feel it. Just be aware. Don't do anything about it. And you also feel your energy body pretty strong, don't you? So just feel all that. And you only have one job right now, which is just to be aware of that and do nothing further. You can feel there are parts of you that want to jump in and do something about it, right? But just let them relax too. Just feel there. Now you're doing it. Now you're doing it. Do you feel how just holding simple awareness of the discordant energy is automatically helping it calm down? Are you noticing that?
It's a death, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, was that a yes or a no, Tina?
Yes. I don't know why you're not hearing me. I
Okay, good.
said
All right.
yes.
Okay, so just again, return your attention.
Now
You
I get it back.
sent to just, and again, try not to speak unless you have to. Just feel. There you go. Just feel the body. And this is good teaching for anyone who tends to get a little nervous or out of sorts. This is a good strategy to try if that's happening. Yeah, you're starting to feel your light body more, aren't you? Is that true, Tina? Do you feel the light body a little stronger right now?
Yes.
See, it's like an expanding balloon, right?
Yeah.
Beautiful. You're doing so good. And all of a sudden, there's so much more calmness in the field. Do you feel that? So the calmness was there all the time, but now you've focused enough to be able to feel it. So beautiful. This is the calm that you are. You're now expanding into your higher self. Beautiful, beautiful. And you feel some sadness and sorrow starting to become in the field. Feel that kind of emotion coming up.
Yeah.
Okay. That wants to release. So now feel how it already wants to start flushing out your hands and your feet. Just let it go. Let it, yeah. And if you need to cry, you just cry. There is no shame here. Just let it rip if you need to. We all love you and we all support you and we are holding you unconditionally. There you go. There you go. Yeah. Cry it out. Crying is a beautiful purge. Yeah. So, congratulations, Tina, on letting your body cry. It needs to cry out to release that energy. So, thank you for allowing that. That's really beautiful. And I can also feel how everyone is holding beautiful space for Tina. Well done, everybody. Thank you for continuing that. Let's hold our sister. Can you feel how much heavy energy you released with the crying? Good. Keep going. As long as that crying wants to happen, you just let it go. Let it keep happening. Wow. Can you feel how luminous you are now?
Oh my God, I'm so grateful.
Well done. All
Yes, my
righty.
whole body feels like light.
Yep. That's what it is. Now you're more aware of it. Good job. All righty. So I think the key teaching here is when you feel kind of nervous and jittery, do that healing invocation and just feel. When the invocation really started working was when you just felt the body and you felt the energy body and you just put your attention there. And as soon as you did that, the stuff started happening really fast and really powerfully. Did you notice that?
Yes.
So that's a good practice for you, I think. And it could be helpful for others who find themselves getting jittery sometimes. Well
Yeah,
done.
I think when sometimes. Oh, go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Wow, just felt.
Yeah. And before we close your segment, if you are, since you have been martyring yourself, supporting others in a way that harms you, my belief is that you have wounded parts that feel like you have to do that. So
Yeah.
you're probably aware that in Awakening Plus we have a course called Self-Guided Internal Family Systems Therapy. So you might do that and specifically call up the part of me that feels like I have to martyr myself to help someone.
I've done that so many times, but I feel like because of the holidays, like my family, my daughter came up and nobody, they didn't even invite me. Like I haven't seen her in 2 years and they all got together and left me by myself. And it's like I moved, like I feel like that issue was taken care of years ago and then it shows up again.
Well, there may be
Maybe I
another layer
think
to it.
it's
Sometimes you clear a certain level of
Yep,
something and then
oh, I
a deeper layer comes up later. Yeah. So if it's up,
Yep, well,
it's
that's why I
working.
come to here because I
Yeah.
do that.
Beautiful.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, thank you so much. I
You're
mean, that
welcome.
was powerful.
Good. All right. That was so beautiful, Tina.
And I'm
Thank
afraid
you.
to cry, so that was good.
Well, I
Yes.
thought it was one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen. So thank you for sharing your crying with us.
Thank you.
Well done.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tina. That was really
I
great.
was always told not to cry. So
Well,
don't cry. So thank you for allowing that.
no,
Because, wow.
crying is one of the best purges there is. Well done.
I know that. It's just, I know that, but sometimes I'll let myself cry, but I shut myself down. I just let it come out for the first time ever, I think.
All right. Good
So
job.
thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a
Thanks.
blessing, you guys.
All
Thanks for
right.
helping me.
All right. Our pleasure. So it looks like we got time for one more person. So whoever unmutes will be that person. Judy, hi.
Hi.
All righty. So Judy, what invocation would you like to practice?
The full body.
Okay. And is that full body healing you'd like to do?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So are you already in embodied awakening?
Am I what? What did you
Are
say?
you in embodied awakening?
I don't understand what you mean. This is the first time I've been on.
Oh, okay. All right. So were you with us earlier on the call when I had everyone do the embodied awakening invocation?
No, I came in late. Sorry about that.
All right, and I notice you're walking around. Would you be able to settle down
Yeah. I'm
and
trying to get a, I'm moving to a quiet place.
okay, good. Okay. All right, so we're
Yeah.
just going to do a full body healing invocation. And
Okay.
so are you aware at all of how invocations work or anything like that?
Yeah, I've gotten your book and I've tried, but
Okay.
I never felt anything, so.
Okay, let's see what if we can do that today. So I feel like you're ready to just jump into the healing invocation. So close your eyes and just feel your whole body at once. And now, if you have any awareness of your energy body, just feel that too, the kind of tingly part of you in and around you. Can you feel that at all? The tingly part?
I don't think so.
Okay, no, I'm not getting a lot of light body awareness, and that's okay. You don't need it to do this. All right, so we got mostly physical, nowhere to go but up, so to speak. All right, so just feel the whole body overall because you have to have a
Okay.
baseline awareness before you shift it. So do you have a sense now of this is how my body feels? Good. All right, so you're going to talk to your higher self and put it to work. You ready?
Okay.
So just say to your higher self, maximum full body healing.
Maximum full body healing.
That serves highest good, please.
That's those highest good, please.
Now let the words go and just relax completely. Whoa, here it comes. So I'm feeling energy coming in. Do you have any awareness of that energy coming in through the top of your head right now?
It's feeling kind of warm.
That's it. Okay, so for you,
Oh, okay.
warmth. Yeah. So just feel, and it's kind of coming down into your body from above. Are you feeling that?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so you're
From my
feeling it.
shoulders. My shoulders.
Yeah. So just I need you completely passive. Let
Okay.
it come to you. And the best strategy as you're receiving it is just hold general full body awareness
Okay.
and don't do anything to change anything. Just be with what is and
Okay.
be with whatever you're feeling, whether it feels pleasant or unpleasant. Either way, the divine is going to help you. And the nuance here is to use the minimum amount of effort that gives you awareness of what's happening. So let's play with that effort level a sec. Would you drop for a second to no effort and just chill out and just do nothing for a minute? Just exist.
Okay.
So start now, just doing nothing at all, not even trying to feel anything, just be there.
Okay.
Okay, still staying at zero without even trying. Is there some awareness of the energy moving in your body?
I feel the warmth going down, yes.
That's it. And that's with no effort, is that correct?
Yeah, no effort.
Then zero is good. So stay at zero and just, just you'll notice the energy moving. And again, the nature of doing a full body healing invocation is just having sort of a general full body awareness. And if I understand you correctly, that's happening automatically, right? So just stay at zero and just let the energy move. So at this moment, do you feel more like a being of flesh or a being of energy?
Flush.
Okay. All right. So I think soon you may feel more like an energy being. Do you feel that part of you feels like energy right now?
I'm just feeling a heat all over.
Okay. So what you're calling heat, I think, is what I'm feeling as energy.
Okay. Warm, yeah. Okay.
All right. So is most of your awareness that heat, or is most of your awareness the awareness of your physical body?
No, the awareness is the warmth, the heat, yeah.
Okay. So if I'm understanding correctly, that's your awareness of the energy body. So that means you actually are feeling more like energy than flesh.
Okay.
Okay, so just feel whatever you feel. Yeah. Is there
Thank you.
awareness of sensation beyond your skin? Can you feel yourself extending beyond your physical body?
No.
Okay. So I'm feeling that, but that awareness will come to you in time, I believe. So just feel
Okay.
whatever you feel. Is there kind of a nice feeling in your body right now?
Yeah.
More than when
Yeah.
you started?
Yes.
Okay, good. That's beautiful. So you've already cleared enough heavy energy that the awareness of your divine being, the energy part of you, is increasing.
Yeah.
You're doing really good, actually. So just stay relaxed, and the energy just runs itself. You called your higher self to give you that full body healing. It's doing it. And as always with the healing invocation, when it's working well, it, peels off one of those layers of the great onion of consciousness, more divine light shines down, and there's an automatic increase of awakening. And since you're fairly early in the process, it looks like that can just feel like, oh, I feel more relaxed, more calm, more pleasant, nicer. And that is a valid experience of the divine energy in the early stages,
Okay.
or you develop more explicit technical awareness of what's happening.
Okay.
Do you feel light?
Yeah.
Like you're a little bit floaty?
Yes, I do.
Okay, that is actual awareness of your light body, just so you know.
No. No, I
So
didn't know
part
that.
of you, in fact, is floating. And that's the energy part of you. The physical body is still firmly on the ground, but the light part of you is increasing its awareness. So yeah, you're doing beautifully. So just stay with it. Is there a little bit of an altered state creeping in? Kind of a like I just kind of took some nice drug or something and I'm feeling a little bit high. Anything like that right now?
I don't know what that is. I've never done
You've
that.
never done that. Okay, no worry. Anything that you might characterize as bliss or ecstasy or euphoria, anything like that?
Yeah, I'm
Yeah.
feeling it.
That's what I'm talking about. Okay, that's actual awareness of your light being, of your higher self. That's what it just feels like all the time. So good.
Yeah, I will definitely practice this.
Yeah, you're doing good.
Feels good.
So again, this is a good example of how when you call for healing, if you let it happen, you can't help but have a nice awakening. It's just an automatic byproduct of an effective healing breath.
Okay.
So you're getting the sweet byproducts here.
So, like for instance, if I want to work on my eye for the cataract, I can get into this state and let them do
Yeah,
what
in
they
that
do.
case, the standard healing invocation approach is you just say maximum healing that serves highest good, please. And then you simply hold your attention where you want the divine to work. So in that case, you would simply put your attention in the eye where the cataract is. And the fact that you're focusing there means that your higher self is going to focus its healing energy there.
Okay.
If you want to do explicitly say maximum healing for this cataract that serves highest good, please, and be real explicit about it, then you might get an even more focused healing.
Okay, maximum service. Service, you said?
No, healing. So again, I'm not
Maximum.
asking you to do that right now, Judy, because we don't
Okay.
have time. I'm just telling you what you might do in the future.
Okay. So what I would say is maximum healing that serves my highest good for the
Yeah,
cataract.
that's the yeah, that the
All
first
right.
part of it was just the general healing invocation, and then you can customize that at the end by specifying exactly what you want to do.
All right.
That makes
I
sense?
would definitely, yeah.
Okay. So let's leave just a moment longer for your process. So empathically, what I'm picking up is you're a whole lot lighter. You've gained a lot of awareness of your energy being because you allowed the healing to clear away heavy energy. And as I said, the automatic byproduct of that was more divine awareness.
Okay.
So my belief is that was there all the time, but your human self
Yeah.
wasn't aware of it so much. So if you keep doing healing rounds, then my suspicion is you'll just gain more and more awareness of your divinity and it'll just keep feeling better infinitely. Yeah.
Yeah, I just lost my parents this year, so
Oh, I'm so sorry.
in June, one went on the 1st, the other one went on the 14th.
Okay. All right. So,
So,
yeah, if you're still carrying grief and, that can help you clear that grief. And, there's no rule about how long it has to take to clear grief. I have seen many people, you cut a process that might have lasted for years and they just do a good healing round on that. And I've seen people clear grief in a matter of minutes and they're just done mourning that person. So there's no disrespect to the person. They'd probably rather you not be all mopey anyway. So I can't guarantee a particular outcome, but I have seen people really cut that whole cycle short with a good healing round, and the higher self can skillfully accelerate all that release so that you don't have to carry Venus anymore.
Well, the thing I've been with them for the past 2 years, helping out medically and stuff, so I'm kind of happy that they're gone, but there's
Yeah.
still a sadness.
Of course. Yeah. And so it'll be there until it's not. Okay. So what I'm opening as a possibility, some people, well, I'll just feel sad the rest of my life for that person. Yeah, but you're not committed to that idea. Okay, good. So yeah. So just give your higher self a chance. Say, I asked for the release of the heaviness and sadness I'm carrying around the passing of my parents. And then just feel where you feel that and just hold it. Like it's probably the heart chakra. Yeah. And just
Thank you
feel
very
it
much.
wherever the sadness is. Just hold your attention there after you do the healing invocation and just let your higher self get in there and clear that stuff away. Yeah.
All right. I definitely will.
All right, good.
Thank you very
Thank you. I'm glad you showed up, Judy, and helped us wrap up the event. Thank you very much.
much. Okay. Thank
Okay. All right. Thanks.
you.
Okay. And that's pretty much our time. So, what I'm going to do is close the container. And then, if anyone wants to hang around for a little bit after with questions or comments, we can totally do just, mental stuff. So, I'm going to close the container.
Okay.
Pachamama. Mama Kia, we're a co-chan in Queenie. Thank you, beautiful allies, for holding space for this gorgeous event. So grateful to you. Allies, as we close, go if you must, stay if you will. Those of you still working with anyone who's been part of this event live or on the recording, please remain with them for as long as it serves their highest good. Thank you. Beautiful allies, where would it serve highest good to go? What would it serve highest good to do? What would it serve highest good to communicate and to whom? Okay, that closes the container. Anyone who's got to leave, feel free to jump off. But if anyone is still here and would like to jump in with a question or comment, feel free. Just unmute yourself or type in the chat or whatever feels good. And we'll, Jeannie, hi.
Hi. First, I just want to thank you for working with me because that was beautiful. It was a beautiful healing. And so thank you.
You're welcome.
And yes, and then I don't know how much detail you want me to go into, but I felt, especially with a couple of the callers, that you worked with that we were so powerful that on those particular people, there were healings having to go out about our systems that deal with stress, the sympathetic, the fight or flight, freak out or freeze. And okay, that got addressed to be balanced with the rest and repose system. So there was a nice balance between the both of them. And since we talked about the visuals, I got some beautiful visuals. And the part that's for fight or flight is actually in the middle, of our back. And so if you could imagine an angel stroking your back as you're doing healing, and of course a human would also be nice to have a human stroking your back, and just calming that down. It's like we did that as a group and energetically. And I felt it go out to the world. And I know the world has been a little bit unbalanced toward the stress, the fight or flight. And I really did feel that for the whole world. So anyway, I
Oh,
just wanted to mention that
cool. Thank you,
and
Jeannie.
thank the callers that, participated. Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
And thank you for for showing up and sharing your keen perceptions with us. I always love it when
Oh,
you share what
thanks.
you perceive.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I just want to say that sometimes I don't know if it's me and my little insecurities, or perhaps there are actually individuals that are like, wow, we just came here to hear Benjamin. We really want to hear Benjamin. We don't need the peanut gallery.
Oh no,
And
your insights are helpful, and I encourage you to share them whenever you're so inspired.
okay, well, if I get too talky, I'm happy for you to stop me. Okay,
I'm a
thank
good
you.
boundary setter, and I will do that if we need to, but I've never had to do
Thank you. Okay, thank you. Okay.
that
Good to know. Good to know. Thank
All
you.
right. Thank you, Jeannie. And Laura just typed, "We are grateful for your feedback, Jeannie." I second that. Okay, anybody else with a question or comment? Sarah said it is so good to know we can jump in with insights. Hey, Tina.
I just want to thank you one more time because I'm feeling so calm for the first time in days.
Oh, good. I'm really glad to hear that.
And I also believe when I get on that electric blanket, it sort of fries my whole energy system because besides all the other stuff going on, I come out there and go, yee, and I know it does. So it's another one of those awarenesses to say, Tina, you know how to do it. Like, so. So just thank you all, and you all have a nice new year. We'll see you in the new year, I guess.
All right, sounds great, Tina. Thank you. And Sarah says, I use a biomat. It keeps me warm, but all good juju. Good point. Yeah, I was on a biomat once. It was pretty amazing. Anyone else with a question or comment? Last call for a question or comment before we wrap up the event. The allies are giving us some really nice energy here. Okay, I guess that's a wrap. Thanks, each and every one of you, for showing up. I hope that what we've done here tonight is going to help you do your own invocations more effectively. And super grateful for each and every one of you showing up and for being part of Awakening Plus. So we'll have one more event tomorrow, Thursday. That's going to be I think it's an Ask Us Anything, and that'll be our final event for the year. Judy, hi.
Oh, sorry.
Did you not mean to unmute? Oh, okay. Accident. Okay, no worries. Okay. Good to hear your voice one last time. So anyhow, one more event tomorrow night on Thursday, December 28, 2023, and then we'll be on to 2024. So thanks again, everybody. So glad you're here, and many blessings and Happy New Year. Bye.